You are listening to Mahogany Says Radio Show with Mahogany Silvering, mahoganysilvering.net. Southern Comfort by best-selling author L. Laurent. Garrison Daniels is on the run after a failed attempt to murder his brother and overthrow his father as boss of the Enterprise faction. Knowing his days are numbered, why would he be in a mansion filled with his father's deadliest associates? One word, Melina. She was getting married, but knew Garrison could never resist disrupting the ceremony. Melina is Enterprise's top assassin, and the wedding, just a ruse to draw out her mark. She's always been Garrison's ride or die. What happens when the sentiment becomes reality? Southern Comfort, a smooth, sweet, and 100-proof interracial erotic romance. Part of the Lunchtime Chronicles. Written by best-selling author L. Laurent. Get your copy on Amazon today.
Joining me on the Mahogany Says Show, I'm your host, Mahogany Silvering, and we have an awesome show tonight because we have one of my favorite authors, who's a best-selling author, and I've been following her for the last 3 years, and everything she puts out has just been amazing. I don't think I've read any of her books that have not. But anyway, let's welcome author L. Laurent.
Thank you.
Awesome. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself in case you've got some new listeners who've never heard about you before. So take a little time to tell us about yourself.
Okay. All right. So I am author L. Laurent, and I write contemporary erotic romance that I have dubbed Love Erotica. And that is sexy stories. I love writing. I've been writing, like you said, for the last 3 or 4 years and have really found a home under the romance category. So I thank everybody for accepting my writing in interracial romance. And this year I've made a great milestone as USA Today bestselling author. So I was like, oh, my God, I never dreamed that I could get that far. So I'm so happy about that.
Really amazing. I was excited for you, too, when I saw that. You called a lot.
Yeah.
What do you call them, your lover from your Facebook group?
I'm sorry, from the Facebook group?
Yes, lover. That's what you call your...
Yes, my lover, yes.
Your lover. That's so cute.
I was trying to find something that started with an L, and that came up.
Hey, that works. It really does. It's right on in. So let's get on to your new. I know you had one released today, but let's go to release. Is it a week or so ago?
Right. I don't know. Last week?
Yes, last week. I don't know what this is.
Yes. And that is an odd title.
Yeah. Odd title.
Okay, well, first I have to explain the series, which is the Plucking Garden series that came, Francesca Penn. This is her brainchild, and it's a whole series. And my book was the first book to launch in that series. So people might be like, what is this title? Why is it so weird? All of the books will have pluck in it, in the title. So I had to come up with something creative, and at the time when I was trying to figure out what I wanted to write, and that song is I Don't F With You, was in my head. And so I was like, okay, well, I could substitute the F word with pluck and then make it like a enemies to lovers, and that's where it came from.
I really like Pansy as something else.
Cool.
And I could just hear Ken's accent as I was reading. It's like, did you have to be read for us, then? Because I could hear it, actually, from your writing.
Oh, cool. Thanks. I did do some research on, like, certain little words that he would say. So,
well,
and I love that he was, like, a little strange, odd dude from across the street. But
the soccer.
He's a soccer player, but, well, in America we call it soccer, but in Australia it's football, so.
I wonder why they, and actually theirs is a little bit rougher than our football, isn't it? They don't have
padding to eat it. Yeah, they don't have American football over there, but I love this story because I like enemies to lovers. That trope, it really stretches my creativity because I'm like, how do you fall in love with somebody you hate? But like they say, it's a thin line. So
that's true.
It started out one way and ended up where they're in love. So.
Gotta have happily ever after.
Of course.
I was crazy when the whole muffin and donuts kept bringing coffee and stuff. That was really cute. He's waking me up at 7 o'clock in the morning.
You don't come knocking on my door early in the morning. I'm gonna cuss you out. Just because you're up don't mean everybody's up.
Exactly. That's why. Like, oh yeah, I like that. More old lady butt. So did it also lead into a little bit of a segue? The book that came out today, because I saw where there was some crossover characters. Because Raven and some of your bikers that came up was Raven's boyfriend. So,
right.
Really do it. Reading Aries, I thought, where he came from. Okay.
Well, I did that for one because I was writing two books at one time. And both characters were talking to me, so I'm like, shut up. I'm writing this other book right now. And then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to stick them in the book, too. So they kind of cross over. So Pansy makes an appearance in Aries. And so it's like back and forth.
Well, I like how they
cross over. I just made the heroine's best friends and just left it at that.
Well, that's it. I enjoyed that. And the background of both women, as you kind of touched on Raven's backstory a little bit, and Adam Plus, and then you explained down more on it in Aries. Now, I was like, I had to read it today. I was like, oh, now it's coming out today. Let me read it. I was trying to read it before I got to talk to you. So I could, you know, like, hey, I like the way they met.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, the Vegas. It happens in Vegas. It's in Vegas.
Of course. You know, the girls got to go to Vegas to, you know, let off some steam for a bachelorette party before the other friend gets married.
Mm-hmm.
How did you like, well, an Aries, so I won't say that. But.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. I'm like 71% finished. A little bit to go, but I like how each chapter is like a different, it's him and then her there, and it kind of gives perspective for both of them the way that you write it with each chapter. And I really like, I think that's pretty cool. It's that gives the reader like more of, if we know what's happening in this scene, but how does he really feel? And then, you know, the next chapter is how he felt about that, or how she felt about that.
Right. At first, I was going to do it just from her perspective, but then I was like, if I do that, he's going to seem like such a creepy dude.
Yes.
I wanted the reader to like him, so I'm like, well, he's got to tell his side of the story, too, so let's put him in there, too.
Yeah, so I haven't gotten to the part where that dream is explained, but wow, what an opener. I would definitely say, you guys, if you want to check out this book, please go get this book. But you need to read both. I Don't Fuck With You and Air. It's both similar, and it will have you in stitches as well, because you have some funny characters.
Well, I'm glad it came across. I try to insert a little bit of humor, so, you know, because that's my personality when I'm joking back and forth with my husband.
Mm-hmm.
If you see me out in public, I'm not like that, but at home, I'm really silly. I can't explain it. I think it's something that was instilled in me when I was a kid. You don't act silly in public, but I do at home, for sure.
Lucky if, of course, you've got several different authors that are working on it. But is it a common strain other than that they're flowers? Because the garden is beautiful in the garden book. Is each book going to be, has, I know it's going to have plus the word plus in it, but are they different flowers? Or how do they connect?
Yes. Like every heroine in the book has a name that is from a flower. So mine is Pansy. The main character, or the, you know, the one that centers around everybody, she's the president of the garden club. Her name is Violet. And all the other characters will have a flowery type of name. So it's like, I think it's 11 authors in the series, and each one is named, like, somebody's named Tulip, and, you know, I'm sure there's a Rose or somebody somewhere, or Iris.
Yeah.
But everybody has a flowery first name.
Okay.
And that's what connects all the ladies together in the garden club.
Oh, nice. Okay, I like that. Because the way she describes the garden, it's like, that was really beautiful with the trellis. You know how they were.
Oh.
I won't give spoilers. You have no idea
how hard it was for me. I am not a flower person. I can grow anything in the dirt if you paid me.
So,
this was like so hard for me. My mom could grow anything. I mean, she could just look at something and it would sprout. You put me in a garden, everything's gonna die. So it was a challenge for me. So I'm like, okay, well, this is what I would like if I were into flowers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the kind of garden I would like to have in the back of my house.
Well, it sounds beautiful the way you describe the garden and things that will fit in. Even the gardener. It's hilarious. He's like, So you check on all your customers like that.
I know. Cam was not having it. He was like, you got to go, bro.
Sorry, dude. But I like that. In Alchemy, I really love Alchemy. I got to say that. And it is, that was one of my favorite things. Even, you know, if they weren't, you know, it doesn't come off right when it's just some kind of modern kind. I'm not saying that modern men are wimpy. I'm just saying, you know, they could be a little bit more testosterone. So I think that, you know, as women, we kind of read stuff. We want that strong man that is also compassionate, full of passion and love, and can look at them with, you know, love in their eyes and look at their enemies like, yeah, you're going in the ground. So, it takes some really good, you know, and also good character writing as well. And I love a lot of the characters that you create, you know, especially your female characters. But your women, they are tough, and I like that as well. They take care of themselves, but they're soft enough.
I think that's important in the real world. You want to be vulnerable, but only to somebody that you can trust. So other than that, you're going to put up that hard shell, and you're going to be that independent woman, do for myself. I don't need you to do it for me. But when a man comes along that you can trust and, you know, you can give the reins over to, you have no problem doing that.
And that's very true. So, tell me about the Sin City Vipers. This is actually another club. I was like, wait a minute. I was just getting rid of, you know, get used to the Predators, and they bust out with Sin City. And then the other book, I was like, wait, so she didn't write the other book. So, this is also a collaboration with other authors.
It is. Now, Sin City, that was a brainchild of Courtney Dean. And a little while back, she DM'd me, and she was like, hey, I've got this idea to do a motorcycle club series. I wondered if you would help me with it. I was like, well, okay, what's it all about? And she told me what her idea was, and I was like, yeah, that sounds cool. So we put some feelers out to see, you know, what authors would be interested in joining the series, and then we developed it from there. And we have six great authors that have six individual stories, but they will all intertwine because they're all in the same motorcycle club. You might see, you know, each other's characters in the book, but it won't be a lot. Like, it kicked off with Michelle Prince, and her character was Ice. And the guy she got for her cover, you see him a lot, but he's so sexy. That guy is so hot.
Yeah, that's fine.
And so she kicked it off for us, and then we had, Preacher by Shyla Cote was next, and then last week was Grimm by Courtney Dean, and then this week I released Aries, and next week we have Caliber by Cam Johns. Mm-hmm. And then the last one in the series will be from Casey Martin, and that's Shadow. So we have six members. Well, six. They're like the officers kind of the club. And, you know, the men of Sin City.
Yes.
I thought it was kind of unique that they were in Las Vegas. So they did some wild stuff.
Out there in the desert.
I have to say it. The members of the Sin City MC never leave before all their cards are played. That's our theme.
I like the little, what was it that stuff that he said, Aries? How was that? Are your sinners all, and Vera said, never fall?
Right. That's their chant.
I like that. That was pretty cool. Hero doesn't get his own book. That's why he.
I don't know because you know this was a series, so I don't know if we're gonna do a second round. I don't know.
That's okay, and I would definitely recommend the rest of the series. This is interesting. So I'm gonna have to go back and read Ice, and definitely gotta read Grimm's book. I like the character. So far in yours, what? How you describe it. I'm like, yeah, I got it. Prayers. That's why I picked your brain a little off there with my agency. But I was obsessed. Well, I'm still obsessed with obsession. You know, for the Predators in state.
I'm a Predator. Well, I'm a Predator.
I love your Predators too. Especially, my uncle has my heart, but Obsession, that's my girl. She got two.
Yeah, Obsession is a little wild for her.
She's a little wild.
Well, she deserves her two men.
Yes, she does.
She has been alone for so long.
Exactly. Not that long. You might want to leave. It's going to take more than one. I love T-Rex, by the way. And he's sexy on the cover and in the book. So, yeah, I like that story, the way that you described and said. So that was all. So you want to tell us a little bit about your Predators and see?
That one, probably next year I'll do another one.
That was three.
I'm trying to do two more projects before the end of this year, but probably only end up doing one because I found it's taking me a little longer to write lately. So I think I'm going to... I'm either going to do my Cowboys as a follow-up to the Bohemian Outlaw.
No.
I have a second book I want to do on that. And then I have a surprise spinoff from the Tennessee's Whiskey series that I want to do.
See, I was waiting. I was waiting for that. I was like, I don't know if you're going to do a net, but yeah.
But I don't think it's going to be what everybody's expecting because everybody wanted Jazz's story, but...
Yeah.
That's not who's talking to me.
I know. Yeah, you got to go with the one that talks about it.
Mm-hmm.
The one with the open mouth. That's the only one that you say. Who talks the most. So what gave you the idea for your Predators?
For which one?
For the first one. With
the Tame Love of Real?
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, I have no idea. Tame Love of Real came to me in a dream.
Hmm.
I have no idea where they came from, where those characters, they just popped in my head in a dream. When I woke up, I was like, ooh, that's a good idea. And I started writing.
Had you had any prior experience with motorcycle clubs or your husband maybe?
Not at all. I've always been fascinated with motorcycle clubs. Always wanted to learn how to ride a motorcycle, but I've known but maybe two people in my entire life that were affiliated with motorcycle clubs, and I don't even think I pulled experience from them. I dreamed these characters and I had to write them. So I did research on motorcycle clubs and how they operated, and I read a few books by people that were actually, one guy was a Hell's Angel. And he wrote a book, and I was like, let me read his book and see how they operate and whatever. And then I did some more research on, you know, the old ladies in the group and how they interact. And I just wrote that book.
It's a story that a lot of people don't, you know, not really know a whole lot about. But it's a pretty story. I got a PVA that was on their most wanted list.
Right. Well, I wanted my predators to be like a motorcycle club, but they're not a one percenter. So they're not going to be out there doing illegal stuff. But if you push them, you know, they'll take care of business.
Mm-hmm.
And they have their ways of hiding their dirt. But for the most part, they're a legit group, and I wanted them to be diverse. So they don't discriminate on the race or sex of a member. Anybody can join that is worthy. So, and they want to do good in the community, and they want the main thing is to be self-sufficient. So they have a massive clubhouse that is kind of like a hotel, and where everybody can stay if they want, but they're not required to. They operate they have like a bank, a financial part where they give loans to members to start businesses, and they want everything to be self-sufficient, and, you know, the members utilize each other's businesses, like if they have a mechanic or dance studio or real estate agents, whatever it is, they all utilize within the family. And, the main membership group finances the ability to start small businesses within the group. I have this whole thing planned out in my head. But they want to be self-sufficient.
You did that with self-sufficient, not a better club. I know there are several that I've seen here in Georgia. There's even a whole the women's motorcycle club. And I know you also wrote for the ladies. Did I say that right?
Lady Guardians, yes. Now, that was by the project, and I love that project. I wish she would do another one for that.
Yeah. I think that was two of yours and I think yours. But that's definitely, and I'm surprised you weren't, I was looking for another book for you for the Lunchtime Chronicles. But I know her.
No, I had to take a break. I had gone like four seasons, and I was like, oh, it's time. And I knew I had this deadline with these two books, and that would have clashed with the Lunchtime Chronicles because they're out now too. And there's no way I could do all three, you know, do four books in this short time period. And I'm like,
Wait a minute. Yeah, one that came out last week. No one that came out this week. So, did it come? Yeah, you said it came out last week. So that would be a very different one. But I was looking for it. So then I saw them announcing, she's not in this one. But I think the new author.
But never fear, I might do another one. I don't know. However, it's something exciting. I don't know if you saw it, but Sierra has decided to bring all the authors together for like a book signing event for next year. And so there's a interest form out there. If you guys are listening, sign up if you want to meet all the authors from the Lunchtime Chronicles, because we're going to converge into one place up in Maryland. And, you know, for a weekend, we're going to have you know, one-on-one access to our readers, and we want to interact, and you guys come out.
Oh, that would be amazing. And I get to talk to everybody. Everybody,
you can ask all the questions you always wanted to know.
Oh.
Everybody in one room.
Oh, yeah, I got to look for that, or you can send it to me so I can check that out.
Yeah, I'll send you the link.
Yeah.
I definitely want to see you there. We've got to meet.
I know we do. And you're so close. So it wasn't all good. Yeah, it's just all out of contact. So, yeah, now you're even closer. So.
Yeah.
So, yes, we got to get together. Most definitely. We always have fun when we start talking. And stuff.
Just be giggling at the silly.
Yeah. Giggling just that day a little bit. You know, besides your characters being funny, you have some of the best love scenes that I've read. That is, you know, which made you a terrific addition to the Lunchtime Chronicle. Because they're a very steamy man.
I was going to ask you, how do you like the opening with Aries when they first meet?
Yeah.
How did you like that meet cute?
Yes. I thought that was, I could see myself actually doing something like that. I ate gummy. But
I'd have a little fun with that one. And now that I dreamed up, I knew how I was going to have them do the meet cue before I even knew what the book was going to be about.
It happens like that sometimes. Yeah, I have to ask you, though, and I realize that, you know, sometimes it's difficult to anybody. It's like, okay, how did she do that trick? circular motion from that scene. I'm like, I have to look it up. I'm going to ask you about it.
which scene was it? I'm sorry. I didn't hear.
The first time.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It came to me like in a dream again. Now, I had gone like for months without dreaming. And then one day I woke up and I was like, oh, my God, I got to put that in a book. And I was like, I know exactly what book I want to put it in. Because it had to be a biker. Because, I mean, nobody else does that kind of stuff.
No. That's why I was like, I learned something new today.
So, yeah. She just saw what she wanted and she went for it.
I have to learn how to do that. That's what. It's like, where did that come from? That was
crazy dreams.
I know. Hey, we have the best dreams, don't we? Just because our memories.
I need more of them.
Yes. I can definitely test you on that. Yes. Yes. Sometimes the best things come to us in dreams because you know, the conscious takes us when we go to sleep, but you're still in that imaginative mode, especially if you've been writing before you fall asleep or you've watched something before. So I guess
I've been on this Yellowstone kick, and I've been trying to get my dreams to center around some cowboys, and they are not cooperating. You can't tell yourself what to dream. I wish I could.
Yeah, you have to go to Colorado. There's a lot of fun. But I think you probably have a lot of fun with some ideas from there. And Wyoming. Beautiful. It's wide open. Not a whole lot going on, but beautiful. Give you some ideas. But, yeah. So you were also part of the Savage Child.
Yes.
Here.
Savage Bloodline.
Yes. So tell us about
Niccolo DeLuca.
Okay.
I love Niccolo. He got me in my USA Today. So.
Yes.
But the Savage Bloodline, all the authors, it was for 18 authors that got together, and we brought together by Siren Allen and Shanae Green Daldo.
Mm-hmm.
And we were tasked to write mafia romance. And that one, everybody had to be, you know, a blood relative. They were all descended from one person. We had like a family tree and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my character, I decided I'm not like a dark writer.
Did I leave you?
I'm so sorry. My headphones came out. I was trying to say I wasn't a dark writer. I tend to be more romantic when I write. And I was like, well, how am I going to be romantic? And the guy is mafia. So I took him kind of out of the mafia, but he was still in it in a way because he was the lawyer that did mergers and acquisitions for the mafia. You know, he's still a family member, but he operates by the letter of the law so that they can keep their businesses without having to worry about the feds coming to take it. So that's how I got around that. And then the meet cute in that one was fun for me because that actually happened to me. It wasn't a meet cute, but the fact that when a man ran into me in a restaurant one time and he was like very aggressive and, you know, intimidating. And, I don't know if you knew me, you'd be like, you ain't intimidated by anybody. Well, yeah. That particular day, I was standing there waiting for my table, and the dude just ran over me. And I was like, excuse you? And when that man turned around and looked at me, I was like, you know what, never mind, you good. I swear to you, that man was in somebody's mafia. Oh. I got all kinds of danger vibes. I was like, shut the fuck up and go on. Like, he can knock you down and don't say nothing.
Okay.
The vibes are coming at me. I was like, never mind. So it stuck with me forever. And then I was like, I got to put that in a book. So I gave that to Nicola. Only that turned into a love affair.
Yeah.
In the book.
Had a better outcome in the book.
the way that man looked at me, I was like, I'll never forget that. I was like, well, you know what? Never mind. You have a nice day. I'm sorry I ran into you. That's how I was.
I was in your way.
Damn, I ain't trying to get my head took off because, you know.
Damn, that's what it was. He was an amen. I mean, with you. I love this. I've never written anything like that either, but yeah. I like reading the series. So I read the whole The Sabbath Bloodline series. Everyone's familiar.
It's a lot to get through, but we're all re-releasing our stories now. The box set is no longer for sale. All the authors are re-releasing their stories. Most of us have added something to it, like additional chapters. I have a bonus epilogue in mind because I was working on other projects. I couldn't, you know, just write extra stuff, but I did give you a bonus epilogue hinting at maybe a sequel, if I have time.
Okay.
Because I know there's going to be... next year, there's going to be new stories in the Savage Bloodline series. Not everybody is releasing a new one next year, but maybe in 2024. I don't know.
Okay. Definitely looking forward to that. I've enjoyed being in the group and seeing different things come up and on my timeline. And like, okay, so what are they doing now? Meanwhile, my TBR list is building up, so I was trying to get through a lot of
them. You need to write one.
I knew I would love to. I would love to. Now that I can finish stuff. And I'm done with most of the stuff.
I know you like, you're good at crime writing because, you know, the book in New Orleans, that was really good. And then you have that the cop series.
Yes, the BIC.
Yeah. You did so good at that.
Yeah, I know from the other side of the law. The law enforcement. So I guess I'll have to do some research on that part. But I love to do research. And I also stay right over you. I have all the bugs and things. But in the meantime, I would love to do a mafia. Thought about it. I know I still have two other things to work on before I'm done. And I'm releasing another publishing heart. So it'll be my first time. We'll see how that goes. So, yeah.
I still need to read Wolf Daddy because it'll either be this weekend or early next week. I'm gonna sit down and read that. I was so excited to read that.
Yeah, that was my first book. Okay, because I was waiting to see if you were gonna say something about it. Because I literally, like I said, I listened to it especially about 3 or 4 times. To kind of, you know, I picked my boyfriend's brain for the motorcycle club too, but, you know, because he was actually in one, but I just kept listening to his book. Like, you know, how the characters interacted, and I just love the session.
I'm looking forward to it.
Well, good. It's becoming so nice to know. So do you have, which ones can you tell us that are on audiobooks?
I have 11 audiobooks. I'm so excited about that.
Nice.
So let's see. I have my Predators MC, Taming of LaRue. I have Obsession. I might do T-Rex. I'm thinking about doing T-Rex. I was trying to convince the book cover model to do it, but he's been busy, so, and he's never done one before, so I don't know if he wants to do it or not. And then I have Lady Guardians, The Wrong Side of Right. I have Hall Pass, my Bohemian Outlaw, which is my cowboy series. Then in my Lunchtime Chronicles, I have Fire Roasted and Watermelon Sugar and Southern Comfort, which also ties into the whiskey collection, which is Tennessee's Whiskey and Whiskey Sour are also on audiobook. And then my Coffee Celebrity book that came out recently is on audiobook as well. And that was the Cocky Hero Club.
Okay.
I don't know if you've Cocky Hero Club, but,
no, I didn't, but
by Keelan is that she created that, and you know, I wanted to be a part of her group. It's like there's hundreds of authors writing in that series.
Okay.
And I was, you know, grateful to be a part of that, expand my audience a little bit.
Yeah. That would be awesome. So I got it on my audio. It's lined up, my next, because I just finished a couple others, and I did listen to Hold Your Whiskey. I haven't started the theme yet. I've listened to Predators. I haven't done Hall. But these are all, you know, in my life. So, it's fun. You know, I use that little credit every once in a while. I let my credit, you know, build up, and then I start picking books, so.
Yeah, check them every now and then. They have those sales. I know my Lunchtime Chronicle books, they're short, so they're not as expensive as, like, the longer books.
Right.
So, yeah, I tend to write, like, novellas more so than the full-length novels. So, yeah, they're a little less expensive because it's less hours.
When I had 3 hours, maybe 3 hours, probably. I like to have the shorter stories anyway, because then I can, you know, the stories I finish, and then if I want to add to it, I can make it a series.
Right.
So, yeah, it's, I'm like, I want to get to the, you know, that, yeah. So I kind of leave this book. What else are you working on? You've got these.
The upcoming whiskey collection. I just decided I was going to take a break because I have been writing, and back-to-back book releases in 2 weeks. So I'm burnt out a little bit. So I just told my husband I was going to take 2 weeks off and just do anything that I've ever wanted to do while I was writing, like read and catch up on some TV and some movies, and then I'll get back into the book for the whiskey collection spinoff. I'm going to try to get that done for the end of the year. Then in October, I'm going to be in Arlington, Virginia for the Raw Book Convention at the end of October. So I'm excited about that. I've never done a convention that big before. So I'm like, ready to go.
Romance Writers America?
What's it? Romance Readers and Writers.
Okay. So Romance Readers and Writers. Absolutely. Can you let us know what that is?
Yeah, I'll definitely take lots of pictures and post on online, and it'll be on my website. But, you know, it's some big names going to be on that docket. And I'm like, Beverly Jenkins and Miss Brenda's going to be there. I'm like, oh, my God, I get to meet these people.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm excited.
That
and it's sponsored by the Brown Book Series. Mm-hmm. So just check them out.
Okay.
So there's going to be some amazing, amazing authors there. And I'm like, I can't even believe they said yes to me. So I'm trying to get there.
But that is awesome. You know, I probably should be the fangirl.
Yeah, I'm probably not even going to be at my table. I'm going to be everywhere else.
Yeah, your table. No, I'm serious. Okay, so tell us a little bit about your writing process. I mean, you're going to take a break, but you have been writing back to back. You've been just releasing awesome books. Like, I'm like, this is she has time to do this. So tell us a little bit about your writing process and how you get it.
Well, first thing I do is I need a visual representation of my character. So I'll go like on deposit photos or wherever, iStock photos, wherever they have like the stock photos, and find the character that I have in my head. I'll know when I see the picture if it coincides with what I want the character to look like. And then once I find it, I build from there. I'll go and do a character Bible and I'll create a whole person out of the air just from the look of the picture. So I'll tell you their zodiac sign. I have to come up with favorite colors and how they react in certain situations. I mean, it's a whole list of questions. And so I create those characters and then I can come up with the story. It's a whole weird process that I go through just to create somebody. And then, you know, the characters usually talk to me. So I have a head up on what kind of personality they're going to have. And, you know, do they have any quirks? Like, and I Don't Pluck With You, Ken was an oddball kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he rather watch the girl in the garden rather than to go over there. But eventually he worked up the courage to go over there.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes quirky guys work. Still very sexy.
And then I try to come up with like a different type of background story. Like Aries, his mom and his brother were murdered by his father. And, they drank Kool-Aid. They drank, you know, that's what they're saying. They drank the Kool-Aid.
I read that part. Ooh,
it was a little
serious.
Yeah. So I wanted him to be like really kind of a loner, but he needed to be in a group. There was a need for him to be alone, but there was also a need for him to be in a family because he never really he hadn't had that since he was a kid. He ended up taking out his dad, and you know he did a stint in prison for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So they fit right in the motorcycle gang. But I didn't want him to be a bad guy. You know, he did some things, but he wasn't a bad guy. And actually, when he met the love of his life, he was like, oh, she's mine, and I want her, and she's not going anywhere.
Exactly.
He just attached himself to her. she didn't want him, and he probably would have turned something different.
No, he hunted her down, like seriously. He said, "You come and find." He was hunting for her.
But she told him to, so you know he took her literally.
That is a good assignment, most definitely. He really did.
He was not about to let her go.
I like how she ordered him around a little bit. He's like, okay. But yeah, that was also a funny part, just to see that the blonde off.
You're in my way. Sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. So, when he first described that before I read her side of things, I was like, this woman. I was like, bam, all of a sudden she was just on her back on the floor and he's looking up at this woman. And I love death spots.
I got to control my dreams better.
Okay.
Showing out.
I see. That must have been some dream. Part right there, I'd say it was funny, but it was also hot at the same time. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Like, he was serious. He was not playing. And he was like, she walked off. Wait a minute, what are you doing?
Well, she's like, wait a minute, I can do this better than her.
Yep. I'm glad she cleaned him up then. This is the way that it was written. I was like, oh, look at that. It's not planned. Neither was he. But we have a few minutes left, so I just want you to tell my listeners, especially those who are not familiar with you, where they can find your book, website page. Sure, you can tell our listeners where to find you on Amazon or a website, blog site.
Everything is on Amazon. Most of my books are in Kindle Unlimited. If you'd like to check out like the Predator MC, the background stories and how the Predator's MC came to be, you can go to my website, which is ellorenwriter.com, and I have a whole profile of the Predator's MC and the original authors and the original officers of the group, and it tells you their role, what they were doing. There's a picture representation of each character. And if you sign up for my newsletter, you get a free little novella, I guess. It's called Predator's MC. It's a prelude to Taming of LaRue, and it's only available to newsletter subscribers. It's not available anywhere else. I do that on my website. I'm on Facebook, Pinterest. If you want to see how I build characters and like their clothing and food stuff or their houses, that is on my Pinterest board. It's like a little scrapbook there. And all of that is Rebirth of Lisa on Pinterest.
And you have Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram, Twitter, BookBub, all of that. Yeah, I'm all over social media. So.
Okay, and what's
thank God for my PA, because I'm exhausted. I cannot keep up with all of that. My PA does that for me. Thank goodness, Martha. Because I'm blessed.
Yeah. And your website
is ellorenwriter.com.
Forever, everything that you want to know about Elle Loren. She has a great personality, as you can see here. And her books are definitely, yes, I would say best selling, because they're really good. So I really want you guys to go on Amazon, check out the Plucking series with her, I Don't Pluck the Feet. And if you're going to fall in love with Pansy and Ken, and then also pick up Sin City and look through those as well, because Aries is something else. Yes. Definitely go out and get those too. Look it up, have your Kindle. She's got the audiobook. Yeah, yeah. So thank you for joining.
I appreciate that. Oh, and if you guys want, if you're on Facebook, join my L Lovebird group.
Yes.
Because there's giveaways and all kinds of stuff that you don't actually see if you're not in the group.
Yeah, definitely want to do that and get some bonuses. And definitely get the bonus, because I enjoy Predator's MC. I think you guys will too, for the bonus. You definitely want to do for the org. It's pretty cool. Anything else you have?
No, I think that's it.
Well, thank you very much for coming on tonight and chatting with us and sharing stories, all of your projects. And I hope to have
I appreciate you having me back on.
Well, thank you guys for joining in, and I look forward to have you listening next week when I have Valerie Lynn, who we choose to be talking with us. So, good blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Mahogany Says with Mahogany Silverain at mahoganysilverain.net. Thank you, and good night.